When I read the headline, first I said, yeah, and then I said, of course it's Texas. So let's head over and talk to Matt Krause. He is a counsel with First Liberty Institute. Texas is putting, a bill has passed the Senate anyway, putting the Ten Commandments back in classrooms. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning. Great to be back with you.
It's great to have you back. You know, as soon as I saw it, I was like, it has to be Texas. It's always Texas who does this kind of great stuff.
Well, hopefully we are leading, and here's another example. Now, Louisiana beat us to the punch last year by being the first state to do it, but Texas looks poised to be the second.
Awesome. You know, and what's the harm? You know, some people are showing their hand by their fear of all things Christian. I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know if they're vampires or they're stupid. But I don't understand what the objection is in the first place.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we wonder that as well. I mean, is it not good to remind kids don't steal, don't kill, don't lie, don't covet, honor your father and your mother? Those seem to be very helpful things, especially in this day and age, to remind students that this is a moral code that you want to live by.
Why don't we add a few and say don't cheat on your test and don't hit your teacher? You know, I mean, if we did that, yeah, everybody would want them, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. But we didn't get to choose which of the Ten Commandments were. Almighty God did, and they're still good for us to live by today.
Yeah, and he's pretty much covered the gamut here. So the Ten Commandments, I'm sure, are not as large as, like, the whole atrium of the school. There's just the Ten Commandments there.
That's right. That's right. Well, and, you know, people think this is such a radical idea. This happened in our schools all the way up until 1980.
If you think about
how long our schools were around, for almost 200 years in our country, the Ten Commandments were welcomed in our schools. And now it's only been the last 40 years. We think it's been a while, but it hasn't really, that we've not allowed that. So getting them back up is really a return to normal after this 40-year break.
Well, Satan's playground has gotten pretty damn big. Sorry, God. But that's what's going on here. It's like evil is winning, and I'm kind of over it, and I'm really glad that this is happening. So where is this? The Senate passed it, but it's not a done deal yet, right?
That's right. Now it's got to go over to the Texas House, and then it's got to get out of the House, and then the governor has to sign it. But I feel very confident that here in Texas, the House will pass it by the end of session, which is at the end of May, beginning of June. And I'm very confident that at some point it will end up on the governor's desk. He will sign it into law, and Texas will be off to the races.
Well, and I hope Abbott sits in his wheelchair and mocks the woman who mocked him back. I think that would be great, telling her, do not bear false witness against your neighbor, lady. All right. I'm sorry. I'm in a mood this morning. All right. So, you know, I'm trying to think why it was taken down in the first place. Do you have any reference to that at all? What was the objection to it being there?
Yes. In 1980, the Supreme Court, in a case called Stone v. Graham, said that the Ten Commandments being up violated what was called the Lemon Test. And the Lemon Test was promulgated in 1971 by the Supreme Court to decide whether certain religious expressions were constitutional or not. It had to have a secular purpose. It couldn't be too intertwined with religion. And it was a very convoluted three-pronged test. And so the Supreme Court said because of that test, it violated the Constitution. Because of First Liberty's case and the Kennedy versus Bremerton case with Coach Joe, the Supreme Court threw out the Lemon Test and instituted a history and tradition test. So we no longer look to the Lemon Test. We only look towards the history and tradition test. And there's not a document in American history, perhaps maybe the Declaration and Constitution, that is more historical or traditional in our culture and our country than the Ten Commandments.
And I think it's hilarious that it's Stone versus somebody because of, you know, the Ten Commandments being kind of ironic. But I want to pick the mind of somebody who has a huge problem with this. I know they say church and state, separation, church and state. It's freedom of religion, not from it. So if it bothers you so badly, turn your head the other way when you walk past it. That's the part I don't get.
I think that's a great question. And when we've been getting that objection, well, it's an establishment of religion, and the First Amendment forbids establishment of religion in our country. I asked them, okay, well, which religion is it establishing? Is it the Jewish religion, or mm-hmm. is it the Christian religion? Or the Muslims share 80% of the Ten Commandments. Is it the Muslim religion? Well, if you say it's Protestantism or Christianity, is it Catholicism? Is it Protestantism? If it's Protestantism, is it Baptist? Is it Presbyterian? Is it Methodist? Is it Lutheran? So there's really no good answer that they have. They feel like just because something might be religious, that it has to be wrong in the public square. But that was never the intent of the Founding Fathers. That was never the test up until recent history in our country. And so we're getting back to normal, which is fantastic.
I love it. And all of you who hate that there's not a complete separation of church and state, you can go ahead and just send all of your money to me where it says In God We Trust. I know that offends you really badly. So go ahead and just send it all to me and you'll be rid of it and you won't have to worry about it anymore. So that'll be great. All right.
Well, And ironically, if and when this does get to the Supreme Court, there's lots of pictures, mentions, illustrations of Moses and the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court building where it's going to be heard. So that's just another irony for people who say there should be a complete separation of church and state.
It's like I always say, as long as there are tests in school, they're going to be praying. That's what's going
Amen
on.
Amen to that.
All right.
That's
so,
right.
Matt, where do people go to learn more about this case, where it's at, and how it's going?
Yeah, I mean, you can obviously go to the Texas legislature's website and look up SB 10. It's very easy to remember, SB 10 for Ten Commandments. Or you can go to firstliberty.org. We've got a press release on it. We just did a little mini podcast on the issue and what they're doing, and that's at firstliberty.org. So we'll continue to keep people updated. If they want to go to firstliberty.org, they can find the latest update there. We'd love to have them follow along with us.
Someone said, why do you have First Liberty on so much? Because I'm fighting for Jesus. That's why. Matt Krause is counsel at First Liberty. Thanks for being here, Matt.
Hey, thank you, Fawn. Keep up the good work, and we appreciate you.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.